I founded Feast a couple of years ago as a way to mobilize families around the world to be activists around eating disorder advocacy. There were very few places for information for parents, and I found that very few people were focusing on the caregiving role alone. So I felt that was a niche that we could fill. We do it around the world for families everywhere. We are all volunteers, and we do what we do simply because we want to help other families who have been where we are. The reason I wanted to come do this testimony is because I think insurance coverage in the United States for eating disorders has been a serious problem for families. Families cannot find the care they need all along the spectrum. They might be able to find care in their community with a particular clinician, but they can't get care that would help them go, for example, into the hospital and out. They will get completely different standards of care and kinds of treatment that will not be coordinated between outpatient, inpatient, and residential. This means that patients die because they might get good care in one setting, but are unable to continue it in another. They might be getting good care, but insurance will cut it off at a certain point in a way that we would not do for a medical illness. We do not take cancer patients and tell them your tumor is non-compliant and therefore you don't need care beyond 5 days, 10 days, 6 weeks. We give them care for the cancer that they have, individualized care, evidence-based care. That's what we need with eating disorders. We have concerns that eating disorders are being treated differently than other serious mental illnesses. Okay. This has been a chronic problem in the mental health world. People have not looked at eating disorders as serious illnesses as we do bipolar or schizophrenia and OCD. We need that kind of level of urgency for eating disorders. They're often excluded. Eating disorders require a multidisciplinary care in a different way than other mental illnesses because it also involves medical issues, it involves nutritional issues, and it requires a very, very high commitment on the part of families. So insurance coverage to make sure that a family has what they need across the spectrum over time to that individual patient's needs would be less expensive and would be more efficient. But what we're finding is that insurance is piecemeal, and families end up going from emergency room to emergency situation, and it's not working.